Florida real estate headlines. Florida Depth of Revenue launches property tax data portal for 10.9 million parcels. The Florida Department of Revenue now provides a centralized online portal for property tax data covering 10.9 million parcels valued at $2.4 trillion statewide. Real estate professionals can access authoritative tax assessment data to inform valuations, comparable sales analysis, and client advisory across Florida's massive property market. Bookmark the portal at the source URL to integrate official property tax data into your research workflow. Florida real estate headlines. FL Official Records, Clerk of the Circuit Court, safeguards county instruments. The Clerk of the Circuit Court serves as the official recorder of all instruments that may be recorded by law in the county. With the County Recorder's Office handling recording, protection, preservation, and dissemination of these official records. Real estate professionals in FL rely on properly recorded deeds, mortgages, and liens to verify clean title and close transactions with confidence. Bookmark this resource for verifying official records in Miami-Dade County transactions. Florida real estate headlines, Florida commission rates, how FL agent fees stack up, and how to negotiate. The source breaks down average real estate commission rates in Florida, compares them to national benchmarks, and offers negotiation strategies for better rates. Understanding Florida's commission landscape helps local agents stay competitive and transparent with clients in an evolving market. Review the full breakdown and negotiation tips at the source URL to sharpen your commission discussions. Florida real estate headlines. FREC, 7-member commission oversees FL real estate license law. The Florida Real Estate Commission, FREC, consisting of 7 governor-appointed members, administers and enforces Chapter 475, Part 1, Florida statutes through monthly 2-day meetings. FL real estate professionals operate under FREC's regulatory framework, making awareness of its structure and meeting schedule essential for compliance and industry engagement. Review commission information at the source URL to stay informed on FREC's monthly meeting schedule and regulatory updates. Florida real estate headlines. Florida Building Permit Guide, free resources for navigating municipal permits. Permit Flow has published a comprehensive guide covering everything you need to know about pulling building permits in Florida, plus free municipal permitting guides. Real estate professionals in FL can streamline project timelines and avoid costly delays by understanding the permit landscape before deals close or construction begins. Review the free Florida building permit resources at www.permitflow.com/state/Florida. Florida real estate updates. Inside FREC, how Florida's Real Estate Commission operates and who serves. The Florida Real Estate Commission oversees licensee conduct, sets administrative rules, and its members are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Florida Senate. Understanding FREC's role and membership helps Florida real estate professionals stay informed about the body that regulates their licenses and professional standards. Learn more about FREC's functions and qualification requirements at the link below. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most FL jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase one early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.